I have reached my destination. I've just arrived at the Open University, and it's blowing a bit of a gale, although it seems to have calmed down for the moment. Maybe I should make a run for it. The rain is coming down pretty heavily, but I've got a few minutes before I need to be where I got to be, and it's a slightly breezy, cold, wet walk across a car park, round some buildings, and into the warmth where I can find coffee and maybe even a slice of cake. Do I need cake? I want cake. Got to do some interviews later, and probably be working late. Scientists and people who are a lot smarter than me, and I'm hoping are able to talk at length in a very interesting way, so that I don't have to try to sound smart. Extracting stories through, hopefully, rapport. We shall see how it goes. Puddles are forming quite deep outside. I've got a book in my hand. I've just been reading for a couple of minutes. It's called The Energy of Slaves by Leonard Cohen. Picked it up today, as in it was in a box of stuff from my late mother that I was sorting out. 95p it cost in the UK only. ISBN 02240817X. Picture of a young looking Leonard Cohen on the back. I'm guessing this dates. It's a collection of poetry from kind of the 60s, late 60s. It was a gift to my mother's best friend. And from her former husband, and my mother must have been lent it or borrowed it. She was a big fan of Leonard Cohen. Let me give you a sample of Leonard Cohen's sometimes dark writing, sometimes pensive, very occasionally joyful in a way, but I find magic in a lot of words. Here we go. I hope I don't get one with a... There's a lot of C words in here. Okay, this it's a short one. Page 35. I left a woman waiting. I met her some time later. She said, "Your eyes are dead. What happened to you, lover?" And since she spoke the truth to me, I tried to answer truly. Whatever happened to my eyes happened to your beauty. "I'll go to sleep, my faithful wife," I told her rather cruelly. "Whatever happened to my eyes, happened to your beauty." Well, that was very nice, if I'm reading the meaning into that. Yet he seems to be very honest in his writing and his words. I wonder if his wife was alive to read this at the time. Must have been. So, I've set myself a huge task to read a large number of books this year, and then I suddenly realised I have a lot of books I haven't even looked at, and then there's these books lying around in boxes that used to belong to my mother that I thought, well, maybe I should have a look at them. And when you pick up a book of poetry, let me see what year this is. Wow, 1972, a very important year in my life, the beginning of that. Well, I thought, well, these are some easy wins to enrich my soul with poetry and get some reading in small doses, because I seem to only find small doses of time in between all the... I don't want to say crap. The stuff I tend to be doing with my time, which is 80% work-related. This is in work time, not including family time. And it's nice just to pick up, read a couple of pages, put it down, pick up, read a couple of pages, because sometimes a passage is short, it's quite rewarding. So I recommend it. Grab yourself some poetry. I bet you got some knocking around you've never looked at, or haven't looked at for a while, like me. What time is it? Thank you for sharing it with me. It's time for me to brave the rain and break on through to the other side of this particular campus. Should have come up with a Leonard Cohen lyric there rather than a Doors one. So, yeah. you'll be thinking, hallelujah. There you go. This is the end of a ramble in the rain. Cheerio.